previously on Adventures in Odyssey. Jules.
Hey, Valerie.
I figured out how to get to Bridget. After your audition, you come backstage, activate the smoke bomb, and leave the building the same way you came.
Great! I can't see. I am so sorry, Principal Solly.
Oh, sorry's not enough. Not when we were forced to evacuate the school.
Did you get the phone?
Here's the message.
Good afternoon, Miss Kendall. This is Principal Solly at Odyssey High School.
And delete.
So, how would you feel if a non-friend joined you on your non-suspension?
I do need to be out of the house during school so Connie and Jillian don't see me.
How about Connie's car? Is she using it today?
She drove it to Campbell College.
So it's just parked there?
Let's go borrow a car!
Yes! Whoa, there's a... car back there. You hit a police car.
What? No!
No one saw us. I can see the security camera. It wouldn't have picked up your license plate from that angle.
So, leave the accident.
Let's just go.
Rhonda, Polehouse, has been hit and run on my new car. I want everyone on this stat. No one gets away with hitting my car!
All right, Jules, I think we're ready. You're sure this is where Connie's car was parked?
Yeah. Come on, Valerie. Why can't we just drive her car into a tree or something? Why do I have to drive it into my car?
There aren't any trees in the right place. It has to look plausible. Plus, this way, Connie will feel bad about causing damage to your car. Never underestimate the power of guilt.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I don't just drive one car into another.
You did it 45 minutes ago in the Chitty Chitty Bangkok parking lot.
Well, I don't do it intentionally.
Deep breath. It's a great plan.
Is anyone watching?
No one's around. You got this. Start the car. Check your mirror. Do you see your car down the hill behind us?
Yeah.
Put the car in reverse.
Oh.
And now just let it roll backward.
Okay. Foot off the brake. Here we go.
Maybe not so fast.
Slower?
Not that slow. It has to leave a dent. A little gas.
Like this?
A little... Just like that.
Oh.
A nice surprise, Jules. You should come by the college more often.
Well, you know, it had been a while since we really talked, so last period I was thinking, since you don't work on Thursdays, it would be a good time to grab smoothies with my favorite big sister.
That's me, right?
Ah, Connie.
Hey, I've been surprised before. Seriously, though, maybe we should try... That's weird. I thought I parked around here. Do you see my... Oh, no. Jules, look!
What? Is that your car?
I must have done it again. Forgot the parking brake. Oh, I can't believe I'm such an airhead.
How did this even happen?
It rolled down the slope and... Is that your car?
Oh, no. I just parked there 10 minutes ago.
So this just happened? I'm so sorry, Jules. Look at this damage.
It's not that bad.
Well, that is a pretty significant dent on my car, and you've pretty much lost your bumper. Since your car isn't worth much to begin with, it'll probably be considered total. Oh, I feel awful.
Well, at least it's me and not a stranger who'd give you a hard time about it.
Yeah, thanks for that. I don't understand why it didn't roll away earlier. It's been out here all day.
Oh, you know, I noticed some guys doing construction earlier. They were using jackhammers, and maybe that shook the brake loose or jostled the parking lot or something.
Great timing. Oh, I can't believe this. Was definitely not my finest moment. Mm. I always worry about that kind of thing happening. Could you flip the chicken?
Sure. Yeah, I've never heard of a delayed reaction for a car rolling.
Right. Well, welcome to my world. The most likely person for the unlikely to happen to. Hey, could you hand me the salad spinner?
Here.
I mean, I'm grateful that Jules and I are actually talking, though. She's reaching out to me, wanting me as part of her life again.
Connie, did your car hit anything else when it rolled down the hill?
No. Why, you think it was just bouncing off a bunch of cars?
Doubtful. I saw the cars in the garage when I came home.
Yeah, they're both still drivable, though Jules' car won't go above 15 miles an hour now.
Along with the yellow paint transfer from Jules' car, you also had some dark blue paint on the damage.
Probably because Jules' car has been repainted a half dozen times. I promise you, I haven't been out running into cars. This is the only accident I've had in years.
Right.
Oh, the body shop said it could start repairs in the morning. Can you meet me there and then take me to get the rental?
Sure. What about Jules' car?
Well, that worked out better than I expected. I called Dad to let him know what happened, and he said, since I've been helping him out so much taking care of Jules, he'd cover the cost of my repairs. And he said he'd just buy Jules another car. Well, all right, I'm going to dish everything up. Can you let her know dinner's ready?
Sure thing. Wow. Definitely worked out well for Jules.
I love your new car.
It's so not your old car.
You were right. Everything worked out perfectly. Better than I could have imagined.
And Connie never questioned anything?
She was still apologizing at dinner. It was even her idea for me to look at cars tonight.
So, what now?
Mr. Irwin's on the phone with my dad. Once all the paperwork gets signed, that lovely new car will officially be mine.
Great. Because I have some big plans for us tomorrow.
Another big day?
Bring your swimsuit and get ready for some pool time. My parents' country club has an amazing pool. And I invited Gunner.
You did?
What's not to like about Gunner? He's cute. He's a good singer, and he really likes you.
But I'm not really interested in him.
Please don't tell me it's because he's not Buck.
We only broke up a few weeks ago.
Right, but if you're following social media, that hasn't kept him from moving on.
What?
He was tagged in this photo with some girl named Lexi Winters.
Lexi? I saw her picture once. I think they're just friends.
See if this photo shouts just friends.
Wow. He's wearing a suit and tie.
And Lexi's caption, going to the football banquet tonight with this handsome guy. Lucky me.
What?
Jules, clearly you've been depressed by Buck breaking it off with you, but why stay sad and lonely when you can go out and have some fun instead?
I don't want to date someone just because I'm lonely.
Then date someone to get your mind off Buck. Do you know what I've always admired about you, even when I couldn't stand being around you?
What?
You do what you want.
Any good conversations with Jules yet, Connie?
No.
She was in such a rush getting to school this morning, we hardly said hello.
Not in so much of a rush that she forgot her swimsuit and beach bag, I noticed.
Her swimsuit? Maybe she's trying out for the swim team.
I know you want to think the best of Jules, but she might need a little more from you than tender, loving care right now.
What do you mean by that?
You need to start asking some tough questions, disrupting her life a little.
I want to give her some time to recover from the breakup. And she has been trying.
Trying or manipulating?
You see, that is what being an agent does. You start suspecting everyone of everything.
We start seeing people for who they really are. Jules is heading up the walk now. You might want to start really seeing her.
Hey, Connie. Hey, Jillian. Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, you just look really nice. You're getting a tan.
Oh, that. Yeah, we were outside for PE today. It was so sunny.
I thought PE was last semester.
Mm-hmm. It was a makeup class.
Oh, I love makeup classes. You can never have enough coaching with lip liner. It's very tricky.
So, I need to get to the library. Gotta make sure those history assignments get done.
Of course.
And, you know, I'm less likely to get bugged by anyone there. Mm-hmm. Not like you guys bug me or anything.
Oh.
But other people do. So I'll just grab dinner from a vending machine. Okay, well, I'm going to change so I can get to studying.
Okay, a little suspicious. What's your recommendation?
It's time for a stakeout. We're following her to the library.
It is kind of fun stakeouting with you. Quality roommate time and all.
Right. Though we call it staking out in the biz, not stake outing. That would be two ribeyes going on a date.
Oh.
Sure doesn't seem like the way to the library to me. Suspect is turning left up ahead. Change lanes. You're gonna miss the light.
Yeah, but you said not to be so close.
But you also can't be too far.
Sorry. Okay, turning.
Are you sure you don't want me to drive?
I've got it. Not too close, not too far. How is this?
Just right. You're like the Goldilocks of undercover investigation.
Can that be my code name?
You don't need a code name. Okay, she's signaling.
I taught her that.
And pulling into a driveway. Okay, pull over behind the green van, but not too close. We need to see around it.
I got it. Backseat stakeouters are so demanding.
Ah, someone was waiting. Recognize that girl?
That's Valerie. Those two are sworn enemies. Why are they hanging out? This makes no sense. Wish we knew where they were going.
You're literally in the driver's seat of a car 30 feet behind them.
Right. We should follow them. Hey, it's nice to finally hear you use the word literally correctly.
Do you think they could have become friends in the last couple days? Maybe you decided to skip school together?
It doesn't really make sense why they would. Besides, the school would have called me if she had an unexcused absence.
They're turning. Pay attention.
I got it. You know, it's hard to drive and analyze at the same time.
It's a main thoroughfare, so keep eyes on her, okay?
Sorry! Where'd they go?
Two lanes over. They're turning left of the light. Go, go, go!
Okay. They are trying to lose us.
I think they're just turning.
Oh, should I go? It's yellow. I mean, I'll stop.
But you'll lose them.
All right, I'll go.
But it's a red light now.
We're on a mission. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm driving next time, Goldilocks.
Well, that might be best. Really sorry, Detective Polhouse.
License and registration.
I know I accidentally cut some people off back there and changed lanes without sufficient signal time. Here's my license. Jillian, check the glove box for the registration.
Already got it. Here.
And I did notice the light was red, but we were in a hurry because I had to catch Jules. You remember Jules, right? To find out where she was going.
So, reckless driving, turn signal infraction, and failure to stop at a traffic signal. Anything else I should add?
Oh, she was going over the speed limit, slightly.
Thanks for that.
Got it. Now, I may have pulled you over for the shenanigans I just witnessed, but there's something else you've done that's going to keep you from driving off with just a ticket. Any idea what that might be?
Oh, I know. Her license is expired?
It is not, I don't think.
You're in trouble because you own a damaged white Honda Civic.
What?
That's illegal, too?
Which was called in by the body shop after the police contacted all the shops in the area asking them to watch for such a vehicle because it hit my car. That's the illegal part.
Oh, well, that's just a misunderstanding. I never hit your car. I hit another car.
Oh, really? Because the car that hit mine would have had damage with blue paint transfer in the rear left quarter.
Oh, blue paint.
Sounds familiar, huh? From the security footage, we also know the car in question had the same crack in the windshield that you have on your car, and the same tires, and a window cling that says, "My other car is a pair of stilettos."
Connie, I put a sticker like that on your car. What are the odds?
The odds are that Miss Kendall here is guilty of negligent driving, fleeing the scene of an accident and damaging police property.
Wow, that sounds even worse than owning a damaged white Honda Civic.
You'll need to come with me, Connie.
You mean I'm being arrested?
You're being detained for questioning.
I can't believe this. Detective, really? You've made a mistake.
This being simply a mistake seems awfully far-fetched about now.
Sorry to bother you. I'm Jillian Marshall. L Jillian, L Marshall.
We spoke 10 minutes ago. I know who you are.
You haven't met me in this role yet. I'm Miss Kendall's legal counsel. That means lawyer.
Is that right, Connie?
Yes.
And you said I made a mistake.
Well, you have. I'm trying to figure out how this could have happened. The only thing I can think of is that someone stole my car from the college parking lot, hit your car, and then returned it. And then they forgot to put on the parking brake, and it wasn't me after all.
Oh, that's great, Connie.
No, none of this is great. This is a serious crime.
Yeah, but I didn't do it. Honest.
So you're sticking with this story that someone stole your car, crashed into a police vehicle, and then returned it to the exact same spot? That's what you're going with?
Yes.
Then I'll be back. And the gloves are coming off.
He's bluffing, Connie. He's not even wearing gloves.
This is terrifying, Jillian. They're gonna put me in jail. These are serious crimes.
I know, which is why I have my own questions for you.
Okay, I will. Bye. Valerie, this is bad. Really bad. Connie was arrested. She's at the police station.
What did she do?
It's not what she did. It's what I did.
I don't get it.
When I hit that police car, they got the footage off a security camera.
But we made sure to avoid it seeing the license plate.
Yeah, and so they were able to send a description of the car and where the damage was on it to every body shop in the area.
Oh, so when Connie took it in to get it fixed, the shop reported it.
Exactly. Oh, this is so bad.
But she doesn't know you did it.
No one does.
Perfect.
Horrible.
Why? They're not gonna catch us.
But then Connie gets framed for it, and Jillian was saying that you can get a year in prison for a hit and run, especially if it involves police property.
Relax. She's not going to prison. She'll get a good lawyer, and they'll reduce it down to a fine.
Jillian is her lawyer.
A year isn't that long.
I don't want my sister to go to prison at all.
But if you admit it was us, we could both end up in juvie. We wouldn't be able to graduate. It would affect our college admissions, our whole lives.
I know, but Connie...
If she knew the truth, she'd probably want you to take the out. She wouldn't want you to ruin your life.
I don't know. I told Jillian I'd go to the police station right away to see Connie, so I need to get going.
Jules.
What?
Remember what I've always admired about you. You go after what you want, and you don't let anything get in your way.
Even the truth?
Even the truth.
Your sister's here to see you, Connie, and then we need to get you processed.
Thanks, Detective.
Connie.
I'll give you a minute.
I'm so sorry.
For what?
That this horrible thing happened to you, and I need to tell you something.
Yes?
I don't believe that you did it. I think you were framed.
You do?
Yeah, and I'll fight for you. I'll do whatever it takes to prove your innocence. I'll picket the courthouse. And I'll ask Dad to pay for an attorney. You know he will. No offense, Jillian.
I was going to read a book about lawyering tonight.
That's very nice of you, Jules. I really, really appreciate your support.
Of course. Anything for my big sister.
Anything?
Anything.
How about the truth?
What?
Jules.
We saw you pick up Valerie.
You're friends now, it seems.
Wait, you were following me?
Only because we knew you weren't being honest about the car.
Why would you think that?
Valerie came into the shop a few days ago, and you disappeared. And so did my phone.
I know, and I helped you find it, remember?
Yeah, but it made me wonder if there was a reason you wanted access to it, or wanted to make sure I didn't. And there it was, in the log. A call from your school, and a message left that I had never heard.
Oh.
You're suspended, Jules. Suspended. And then you came up with this underhanded plan to change out the messages so you could basically have a 3-day vacation.
Okay, I knew you'd overreact. It's all harmless.
But it wasn't harmless that you stole my car.
Why do you think that I did that?
You're the only one who has another set of keys. I didn't think you'd do that, but obviously I overestimated your character. Then you ended up hitting a police car, fleeing the scene, and staging an accident.
Okay, I panicked. Things kept getting worse, and I was trying to fix it.
Fix it or save yourself? Because you were willing to let me go to jail for your crime. That's not fixing it!
I didn't mean for all of this to happen. Really?
You know, I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt. I tried to be encouraging and gentle. I thought you'd come around.
All right. I've heard enough.
What?
You're free to go, Connie. I'll let you know when the juvenile court date for Jules is.
Wait, the police were listening in?
Ever hear of a two-way mirror?
You tricked me.
No. You were caught in your own lies.
I can't believe you do this to me.
Well, right now, the feeling is mutual.
So, how was servicing the community?
Oh, community service is just great. If you like picking up dirty socks from the side of the road.
I always wondered where those single socks go. Listen, I can't help but notice that you're not talking to Connie.
6 days, and it's not ending soon. She betrayed me.
She didn't really betray you.
It's because of her that I have 40 hours of picking up stinky trash waiting for me.
Hey.
Hi, Connie. Where have you been?
Oh, I returned Jules' new car back to the dealer.
You what? That was mine.
Dad bought it. You didn't deserve it, and your license is suspended for 6 months anyway.
Still, you can't just get rid of it.
Actually, I can. Dad agreed.
I hate you, Connie.
Don't say that.
I thought I needed you? What a joke. Now I know the truth. You only make my life worse.
Jules.
I never should have come here. I never should have thought my big sister would want to help me out. All you do is judge me. Ground me, have me arrested, and hang placards of verses on the walls.
Put that back, Jules.
This is what I think of your stupid verses.
All right, clean that up and then go to your room until you calm down.
You clean it up. I'm out of here.
You're not going anywhere. I'm your guardian, and I am done being Mr. Nice Guy. I thought loving you was being gentle and sweet. But the Bible says...
Oh, stop it with the Bible verses! Just stop it, okay?
Okay, what's with the suitcase?
I've already packed. I'm going to live with Valerie.
I'm not allowing that.
Too bad. Her parents okayed it. Dad said it was fine. So you don't get a say.
You can't leave.
Why not? You ruined any chance we have at a relationship.
I ruined it?
Jules, we should talk about this.
I'm done talking. Bye.
She left.
Proverbs 28:13 says, "The one who conceals his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them will find mercy." Jules has spent a lot of time and energy trying to cover up her bad choices, usually with even more bad choices. If only she told Connie the truth right from the beginning, that would have kept things from spiraling out of control. Oh, there still would have been consequences. But when we're sorry, I mean truly sorry, and deal with people honestly, things go so much better. The Bible says that's where we find mercy, from the people who love us and from God who loves us even more. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Crossing the Line, Part 2, was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Zack Schneider, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Monica Padilla, Phil Proctor, Shona Rodman, and Allison Sharp. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.